Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show. This is episode 3. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and joining us today is...
Julio.
Julio! Yeah, Julio.
The STD.
The STD expert. Okay, so today is May 16, Monday, 2016. And today is the... Yeah, it's the third episode. And our guest here, Julio, is...
Gay.
Gay.
Well, he's the gay article.
He's the gay article. He's our gay topic for today. Actually, Julio has been our guest in our previous podcast, the Bear Podcast. And we usually go to Julio when it comes to sex education. Is that right?
Yes.
Or we got an itchy burning sensation.
That's right. That's when we go to Julio, I'm burning down there. Help
and
me.
Give me a meeting to feel the burn.
Okay, so Julio, welcome to the show again after, I don't know, episode 300 in Bear Podcast. I remember you were there, we were talking about dildos and everything, but now we're going to talk about...
My new job.
Your new job, okay. All right, so tell us about your new job here in Houston.
Okay. Well, my new job is, I'm more, doing basically the same thing. I'm a HIV prevention specialist, but for Fort Bend County Health Department. Okay. Health and Human Services. And basically, all the money for free testing went to Houston. And now the state have decided to dole out some of that money to the surrounding counties. So I am going to be one of two people doing free HIV testing in Fort Bend County. And most of East.
Mm-hmm. Southwest.
Southwest parts of Houston. So I'll be covering Rosenberg, Sugar Land.
Way down there?
Uh-huh.
God, it's a long drive.
So all you country boys, when those goats give you an STD, call Julio.
Not the goats.
No, but so anyway, we're rolling out the program in the next couple of weeks.
Rosenberg, right?
Yeah, I've been to Rosenberg.
And we're going to be doing free HIV testing in that county so people don't have to drive into Houston to get a free HIV test. And we'll be also testing for syphilis, and we'll be doing referral for PrEP also.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people are on PrEP nowadays, mm-hmm. And the goal is to try to get more information about PrEP so people could prevent from catching HIV.
That's right. So for people who have not heard about PrEP, it's pre-exposure prophylactics, and it's available here in Houston. I guess it is being provided in different states also.
Yeah,
right?
It's being provided in all 50 states.
Okay.
In Houston, there's several doctors and several clinics that are providing PrEP.
Okay.
So a lot of it, if you don't have insurance, there are certain programs that will cover the cost of the medication. Or they'll cover the cost of the blood work, because you have to do blood work before you get on PrEP. Yeah.
So Ray, we talked about this before many times. Offline and online, we talked about this. And right now, is it easy? Is it easy for Houstonians or some of
our
friends?
I have no problem getting on PrEP. I mean, I just had to go to my doctor. They had to do blood tests, make sure everything worked out. I wasn't already HIV positive, checked everything else out, and they put me on PrEP, and then I had to go back either 30 or 60 days and have another blood test to make sure everything was okay, mm-hmm. And then I just have to go back for regular blood tests now.
Okay. How often do you go back?
I think after the first two, I think it's every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
So I think that's what they're working at. I can't remember. I got to make an appointment anyhow, so it'll be soon.
Yeah. So right now, it's highly recommended.
It's highly recommended. And again, the state, the federal government wants a lot of people to be put on, to go on PrEP as a way to lower the rate of transmission of HIV.
Yeah. If I were to go to a doctor, let's say, a regular doctor, and do you think that some, family physicians or, family doctors or whatever, are they aware of this?
A lot of them are not, and that's why you know, if you came and got tested at, in, you know, at the Fort Bend County Clinical Health Services, I mean, we would refer you to a doctor or a place that's actually doing PrEP, and they know what they're doing. You know, you go to a lot of doctors, and they don't even know what PrEP stands for, you know?
Really?
Yes, even today, now and then. So, you know, and that's where it's good to have a resource that knows, you know, where to send you and do follow-ups with you. And that's part of my job.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're not just going to send somebody off and you know, not do follow-ups, so.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. My doctor probably doesn't know, or maybe he knows, and it's really best to go to somebody local.
Yeah, like right. Yeah, but like, your doctor would probably prescribe whale penis anyhow. So
what?
Your doctor would probably prescribe whale penis anyhow.
Whale penis?
With green tea.
Oh, green tea.
Why don't you ask your doctor next time?
You know, that's a good idea. Do you know anything about PrEP? If you, I heard about it. I imagine it would say, I heard about it. And only gay people hear that. I don't know. Is that right?
No.
Well, no, right?
Who would you recommend to be on PrEP, Julia?
Well, definitely gay men should be on PrEP. And anybody that's out there putting themselves at risk, you know? And only you could determine what risks you're taking. Mm-hmm. And that's why if you are putting yourself at risk, I mean, you should be getting tested every 6 months. If you're putting yourself at a lot of risk, then maybe every 3 months.
So, but that's, you don't necessarily have to be gay.
You don't have to be gay.
I would highly suggest that, or if you're highly sexually active,
mm-hmm.
that you're on PrEP. If you do intravenous drugs, that you get on PrEP. If you're a sex worker, you get on PrEP. Or if you're just a slut like me, you get on PrEP.
Oh, okay. Good point, Ray. Okay.
I thought we were going to say like Maynard.
No. So you're saying right now, have you heard of anyone who was a straight guy who's on PrEP? Ever?
I've heard of a couple of people.
But not directly, because you've recommended to people.
Right.
So, and then how about, have you ever recommended PrEP to a straight guy?
Yes, I have.
And then was he or she agreeable?
Yeah, they were agreeable because, again, they were basically putting themselves at risk, you know? And when I talk about risk, we're talking about not using condoms, multiple partners, you know?
So if you're going to college or in college, it would be advisable for you to be on PrEP.
Yeah.
But how about affordability? It's free.
Well, there are programs that cover it depending on insurance and what your income and stuff is. So,
so if you're a minor, not minor, but let's say you're still in with your parents'
insurance
up to 26 years old, and you're going to be in PrEP while you're in college, I guess that's something that you would tell your parents? The parents would know.
The parents could find out because they'll send, you know, most insurance companies send letters to whoever over that health insurance plan. So, you know, that's something that they would have to talk to their parents about
that's a good question.
Well, I think either most parents might think it's crazy, but I guess if I went to my mom and said, look, I'm a slut, I'm taking PrEP, get over it.
Really? Okay.
Well, I mean,
it's
better to be honest about it and say, look, I'm going out, I'm experimenting and having sex with a bunch of people. I mean, you don't have to put it in those words, but I mean, you say it's better safe than being sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like girls not being on the pill.
Mm-hmm. Also,
it's not how many partners. All it takes is one person to give you HIV or any other STD.
Yeah.
And so all it takes is one person.
And for all you freshman girls in high school and college, guys lie all the time.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. And freshman guys in high school. And
they lie that they are on PrEP?
No, they lie about everything just to get the punani or the butte.
Oh, okay. Just be careful, guys. And girls.
And boys. I mean, just realize you can never truly trust somebody 100%, no matter how much you think you love them or what they tell you, because you never truly know.
And technically, people say, oh, you can have unprotected sex. It is protection.
It is. It goes along with protection.
It is a form of protection.
It's like birth control. You know, if women don't take birth control at the same time every single day, they can end up being pregnant. Well, PrEP is the same thing. You have to take a pill every day, hopefully around the same time, so it gives you 24-hour protection. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give you a license to go out and have unprotected sex. You know, this is just, you know, a condom break. There's mistakes that happen all the time, mm-hmm. you know.
Your boyfriend cheats on you.
You know, there's people that go out, and I don't know how many times I've heard, oh, I put myself at risk because I was drunk, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't use a condom, you know. So there's a lot of reasons that people put themselves at risk, and so we want to try to reduce that risk.
Okay. Well, yeah, get on PrEP, guys. Everybody, guys and girls, everybody listening to this.
Yeah. Okay. So any websites or any place and people check out for Houston or for Texas or whichever?
What do you mean to check out?
How do they contact you at Fort Bend Health?
Oh, yeah. How do they contact you? How do they...
My office is in Fort Bend County Health and Services, the Missouri City Annex Clinic. So, and if not, they can always contact me on my cell phone, 832-444-0200. And then we could talk about, you know, what your needs are. We're also testing for syphilis, you know, because we're still having a problem with syphilis also. Mm-hmm. And so we always do an HIV test and a syphilis test. And again, if you come back positive, we don't just tell you, we're going to follow you. We're going to make sure you get into
the right spot. They're going to hunt you down.
No, we're going to make sure that you get into the right services. And again, that's what my job is.
Make sure they get the right services.
But if you're in Fort Bend County, you know, you don't have to come into Harris County anymore. And if you're in Southwest, you know, Harris County, you could come to Fort Bend County. You'd be surprised, you know, part of Missouri City falls into Harris County.
Yeah, I guess so.
So there's a lot of blurred lines. And so this is a service that's now available in Fort Bend County.
Okay, so we'll put the more information on the website, and we'll publish our phone number for everyone to see.
That's fine. Okay. Again, it's a work number, so.
All right, okay.
Only special people get the personal
number. Oh, that's right.
Brown chicken, wow, wow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Okay, so let's move on to some of our gay topics here. Actually, this is about transgender.
Have you met people who are transgendered that are on PrEP?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Again, you know, you don't have to be gay, white, Asian, you know.
I know. It's just that. I'm just curious if there's a statistic.
Mm-hmm. Transgender people on PrEP.
Okay. So this story is about Obama's administration that took another step to protect trans people, which is now healthcare, which is great. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services finalized the regulations for Section 1557 of Obamacare, which bans sex discrimination in health services and insurance. HHS says that bans on sex discrimination protects trans people because there's discrimination based on gender identity is fundamentally discrimination over what people of certain sexes should be like. So included trans people in its Section 1557 protections. Yeah, I mean, this is just healthcare, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is just healthcare.
They can ban you from the bathroom, but they can't ban you from getting healthcare.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so what's going on with that right now? Is it North Carolina? Is that where you're from, right? No, that's North Carolina.
That is North Carolina. I'm from South Carolina.
South Carolina is more progressive, right? Yeah, because, yeah, North Carolina is the one which is...
That's in the lawsuit with the United States federal government.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, so this covers only healthcare services, not gender reassignment.
Right.
No, it doesn't include that, yeah. Right? I mean, would it be nice though if it's covered? Eventually, who knows? Do you think it should be?
Well, the U.S. is changing. I mean, who thought, you know, a year ago that we would have gay marriage?
Yeah, that's right. And now, well, so, it will be almost a year now. Mm-hmm. Next month will be a year since then, and the world hasn't gone to shit yet. Everything's fine. So yeah, what do you think? Transgendered people, gender reassignment covered by insurance? This is still, right now it's an option. It's mm-hmm. an option for transgendered people to do the gender reassignment. And how much is it? Remember?
It was a lot.
Australian TV show, movie, Princess, Lord, Princess of the Desert. What is
Priscilla?
It? Priscilla. Priscilla. Queen of the Desert. Or Prince. Yeah. Anyway, so one of the characters there spent 65,000 Australian dollars, I guess. 64,000. But anyway, my point
is...
that
movie is almost as old as you are, Maynard. So that's a long time ago. So it costs a lot more today.
Is it a lot more right now?
Yeah. Actually, Thailand is a leading country for...
for gender reassignment?
Because it's very inexpensive to do it there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And the main place here in the U.S. is in Colorado, I believe. It's a small town in Colorado.
Wow. That's amazing. We have...
if y'all ever listen to this podcast that we used to do called Bear Podcast, there's actually an episode about that on there.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the geek.
On to the geek. My buddy, Elon Musk.
It's your favorite guy?
I love Elon Musk. He's becoming my new favorite hero.
Will you do him?
No, he's not. He's too old. Elon Musk has a plan to power the entire U.S. with solar power in just 15 years. I think this is a great idea because Germany is currently producing most of their electricity by our solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven, and other European countries are moving over to doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So America could do it. And Maynard asked me the question earlier, do you think it would actually happen in 15 years?
Is it realistic?
Realistic? Depends on which Republicans, how many Republicans are still in office, because they're going to block it every way.
Because they want oil.
They want oil.
And coal.
And coal.
And coal.
And stuff. So oil and coal. Where we could have a couple big plants, plus... we'd have to redo our infrastructure, which we can't get fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress wants a raise, but they can't fix the infrastructure.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'd like to kind of, I've thought about it in the house here, to actually have some solar panels and depend on it. That is possible these days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. And you could still, right now, you get tax incentives for doing it.
Okay.
And certain electricity companies let you, if you're not using the power, let you sell it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Elon Musk's solar power company, they put the whole battery and everything in to fully power the house, and they're going to be big enough to power ACs and stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Maybe how many years from now? Maybe 10 years from now or less than 10 years from now. I'd like to have a house with solar panels, which would, I don't know.
And I've known a couple people that out of Houston, some houses are putting solar panels on them. Mm-hmm. And he said, one of the guys I talked to, he said, my power bill is about $25 a month. Because when it's not feeding the house, it's feeding the power line. It's feeding the power grid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's feeding you. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Maybe I should research that.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. You know what? The last
and
time
Elon's
I heard about
company is here in Texas.
Ah, that's right.
It's one of the states that it's actually was able to open in.
Does he have a hot sun?
No, it's called Sun Soul System, something like that. I forgot what it was called.
No, I mean, does he have a sun?
I don't know.
And he's also planning to build that spaceport in Corpus.
He wants to build a spaceport in Corpus. He also has just started testing the
Hyperloop.
Hyperloop, which mm-hmm. did its first test in the desert last week. So.
Is that why Elon Musk is one of your favorite?
Yes, because he's very progressive thinking. And he's like, you know what? If I don't do it, nobody else will. But once he gets this stuff going,
people will follow.
People will follow. I mean, if they get the hypertubes up, or hyper, what do they call it?
Hyperloop.
Hyperloop up. Can you imagine going from Houston to LA
in 30 minutes?
What was it? 30 minutes?
Yeah. Well,
an hour probably.
They're talking about Los Angeles to San Francisco in 30 minutes.
Which is about how many miles?
Don't know.
Oh, that's 800, 700? Yeah. It's like going to.
You need long distances to make it work.
Right.
But you can get from Houston to LA in less than an hour. Houston to the East Coast in less than an hour.
That'd be great. Especially if you have a red eye, not the red eye flight, but a red eye train ride or something like that.
Well, they'll be running like a regular schedule, so you won't have to have red eyes.
Yeah, but then I'd like to do that, you know, sleepover. And it's only an hour.
It's only an hour. There is no sleepover.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably going to take, it's like taking a jumper flight. It's going to take longer to board and take off than it is to actually get there, most likely.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that the Hyperloop probably will be here before they actually get the bullet train from Houston to Dallas.
Oh, no, that's the same thing.
Right. Okay, so yeah, one of our heroes, Elon Musk. Good luck. 15 years. Let's see. Let's see again. Maybe this podcast is running 15 years from now. Okay. All right, so let's go to our bizarre, which is something we were talking about earlier here.
Well, it happened in Europe. Or, well, it happened in Africa first.
Yeah, that's right. In Africa,
we also reported on this on this right. podcast mm-hmm. about the first penis transplant that happened in Africa to a man that had been genitals had been mutilated by circumcision mm-hmm. when he was 13. Oh. Now it's happened to the first time in the U.S.
That's right. So the first man to receive penis transplant in the U.S. hopes for a normal life again. Let's hope so. The first man to receive a penis transplant in the U.S. has spoken about his hopes to return to a normal life once he leaves the hospital. Thomas Manning, a 64-year-old bank employee, had a dead donor's penis attached to his body by a team of surgeons in an operation at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The donor organ replaces a 1-inch stump that Manning had been left with after doctors removed most of his penis to prevent a rare cancerous tumor from spreading. I want to go back to being who I was, Manning told the New York Times. He decided to speak publicly about the operations to let other men with genital cancers or injuries to the region know that there was hope for them. Okay, so what do you think? This guy's going to have lots of sex? He's going to be on Grindr? Going to be on...
Well, he's 64 years old to start off.
Oh, he's got lots of catching up to do.
So, then we also got to look that it was a dead man's penis. So, was the penis attached just for look, or does it actually work?
Well, they find out in a couple of weeks.
We'll find out.
So.
Yeah. So, we'll see. Well, dating? I don't know. Maybe he'll...
Maybe he doesn't say he's not already married, so he might already be married.
He may be married already, yeah. Okay, so how much is it? It says here, it cost about $75,000 or €52,000 operation. This was a guy from Europe, I guess. So he had a problem. The surgery was performed as part of a research effort and that aims to reconstruct soldiers and others in the military who sustained devastating pelvic injuries in war. We were just talking about that earlier. Yeah, so this happens also for, you know.
But it would be nice. I mean, because I'm sure this happens to a lot of people that for injuries or like we were talking about earlier, veterans that come back that have been in explosions mm-hmm. and foreign wars and stuff, and they get legs and penises and other stuff blown off if something can be reattached so they can have a more normal life. And mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that'd be scary because they... You only hear legs getting, you know, being blown off or whatever.
But you don't think about the rest
of it. You think about the rest mm-hmm. of it, really, too.
Absolutely.
So you do that, they are pretty much... I would say the veterans should have it. The veterans should have the support through the VA, maybe, mm-hmm. or...
Oh, please. Too many Republicans in Congress to approve that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They can't give them good medical coverage now.
Next will be donor cards for your penis.
Oh, that's right! Brilliant! That's right. It's in your driver's license, penis donor.
I can foresee this becoming a black market item.
Oh no! There's going to be like one of those urban legends.
Well,
you know the kidneys being stolen.
Well, the joke always is people that go in and have sex operations are usually people that are well hung, but they usually take those penises and turn them into clitorises, so those can't be used. But
oh, not well. That's gender reassignment. Yeah. So.
But I can see a black market man waking up with no penises.
Exactly. Just like the urban legend about the kidneys. Remember those stories about they go to a party, they met someone, they go to another party, and the next thing you know, he wakes up in a tub full of ice, and he's got his kidneys out, and there's a phone, there's a telephone right beside him, says call 911 right now. You heard those mm-hmm. those urban legend things, right? So
hey, thank you, Leo's been supporting himself.
Oh, that's how it is.
No, there's you see that a lot in different TV shows as a theme of the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, who knows? There's gonna be a black market for penis transplants. Maybe. If you have $75,000, maybe you can do that.
I want 12 thick inches, please, uncut.
Is that how you want to be?
Veiny.
You like it veiny?
I'd like, you can't pick and choose.
If I'm spending that kind of money, I sure as hell can.
Okay. Okay, so I guess that's it. Special thanks to Cesar for the great articles on Gay Geek Bazaar, facebook.com/gaygeekbazaar. That's where we get most of our stories. And feel free to comment. We that's our source. That's where we usually go for our stories. Okay, so if you have comments to the show, email us show@gaygeekbazaar.com. And Julio, thank you so much for joining us again after a long time.
And again, if anybody's out in Fort Bend County, a gay man or transgender, anybody wants to get tested, feel free to call me, 832-444-0200 for a free HIV test.
Yes.
And if you want to call and leave us a voice message that we can play back on the show, give us a call at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we're now on SoundCloud and Google Play. Soon we'll be back in iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and go to the official website, gaygeekbazaar.com. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.